The Northwestern Medicine Scleroderma Program is committed to conducting innovative research to increase knowledge of the disease, providing advanced, individualized patient care at Feinberg-affiliated care sites. My guest in this panel discussion today are Dr. John Varga. He's a rheumatologist and director of the Northwestern Medicine Scleroderma Program and lead investigator on many clinical trials, and Dr. Chase Correa. He's a rheumatologist and co-director of the Northwestern Medicine Scleroderma Program. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us today. Dr. Varga, would you please set the stage for us, as it were, and tell us a little bit about scleroderma, the incidence and prevalence, and what it is?
Yes, thank you. It's a rheumatic disease similar to lupus and other diseases that rheumatologists see. It affects primarily women in their 40s and 50s, and it occurs in about 20 individuals per million, and has a prevalence of about 200 people per million in this country, with an estimated prevalence of about 60 to 100,000 people affected in any given time.
And Dr. Correa, which age groups have the highest prevalence of it, and is there any way to predict who might be susceptible to it?
It is most common in middle ages, so in patients who are in their 40s or 50s, but it can happen at any age, including pediatric patients. Unfortunately, there's not a great way to predict who will get the disease. However, those who have other autoimmune diseases in their family are at a slightly higher risk.
Dr. Varga, tell us how it's diagnosed, and give us a little information on the clinical presentation.
Most people present with nonspecific symptoms, but those include puffy hands or swollen hands and circulatory problems in the finger that are called Raynaud phenomenon. The problem is that these symptoms are very nonspecific and can often be dismissed or diagnosed as another rheumatic condition. And because of that, people are often don't come to a definitive diagnosis for quite a long time, months to even years, which is a missed opportunity where early intervention could make a difference.
That's so interesting. So Dr. Correa, along those lines, tell us about what Northwestern Medicine Scleroderma Program is doing to help advance the understanding and treatment of this condition. Are there some current advances we should know about that can help also with earlier detection?
First, the Northwestern Scleroderma Program is involved in numerous clinical trials as well as clinical research studies. One of the things that we are particularly interested in is using single-cell RNA transcriptomic analysis to determine, to better understand the genetic linkages with this disease. We are also engaged in some clinical trials that we're very excited about. And then finally, I'd like to mention some recent research advances, one of which did also take place here at Northwestern, which is the CENSUS trial, which is studying nintedanib for systemic sclerosis interstitial lung disease. That trial just was released in May, and it showed that the rate of decline of lung function was halved using this new drug, nintedanib, and that's currently going to the FDA to seek approval.
That's fascinating. And Dr. Varga, do you have some predictors of treatment response based on some of these therapies? What have been your outcomes? What have you seen with your patients?
It's very variable, and one of the hallmarks of scleroderma is that every patient is different. And so a lot of the emphasis we place in our research program is to develop personalized and predictive kind of medicine. And that means developing the tools and technologies to identify each patient and their molecular and genetic markers that would predict, number one, are they likely to have progressive and aggressive disease and bad outcomes or more benign disease? And secondly, to predict which of the many different types of treatments that are now becoming available would be most available. And so we're using some very cutting-edge technologies, including a lot of studies looking at genetics, genomics, advanced imaging technologies that we're developing at Northwestern, and very targeted early-stage clinical trials where we try a new drug to see how an individual with a particular molecular background will respond to that treatment. So a very personalized and predictive approach.
That certainly seems to be the future of precision medicine. So, Dr. Correa, tell us about the multidisciplinary approach. What type of providers are involved in your research and in dealing with patients?
That's one of my favorite things about being at Northwestern is we truly have a comprehensive management team as part of the scleroderma program. So first, there's Dr. Varga and I, who are the rheumatologists who tend to be kind of the captain of the ship, so to speak. Then, because interstitial lung disease is such a prevalent condition in systemic sclerosis, we rely a lot on Dr. Damati, who's a pulmonologist and also a specialist in systemic sclerosis and interstitial lung disease. Then for patients who have pulmonary hypertension, we have Dr. Michael Cuttica, who is a pulmonologist who specializes in pulmonary hypertension. For those who have cardiac involvement, we have Sanjeev Shah in the cardiology department. We also, there's a lot of gastric involvement in this disease. It can affect the entire gastrointestinal system. And so we have Dr. Hirano and Dr. Breno in the GI department.
Dr. Varga, looking forward to the next 10 years in the field, where do you see it going? What do you feel will be the most important areas of research? Give us a little blueprint.
I think what I see happening in the next 10 years is that there'll be some new drugs discovered, but more importantly, we are going to be what's called repurposing existing drugs. In other words, drugs that are used for other rheumatic diseases or even in cancer will discover that they might be appropriate treatments for certain kinds of patients. And using the genetic and genomic tools that we talked about, we might have a much better ability to predict and identify patients who might be more likely to respond and benefit from some of the existing drugs that we currently have. We will also have much better tools to essentially determine if a patient on a specific treatment is showing a good response or no response or actually is getting worse. Currently, these are not done in any kind of a robust manner, but I think the technologies that are coming online will allow us to do that. And I think these technological and precision medicine advances combined with some major progress in understanding the basic biology of what scleroderma is are going to lead to perhaps not a cure, but much better outcomes, as well as our ability to predict complications before they occur and hopefully prevent them.
Dr. Correa, first last word to you. What would you like other physicians to know about the scleroderma program at Northwestern Medicine and when you feel it's important that they refer?
To us, I think we firmly believe that the earlier that we can see new patients with this disease, the better. The outcomes are better, our abilities to help them are better, and we can head off some of the worst complications of this disease. The other thing is that we are particularly interested in patients with diffuse systemic sclerosis right now and really welcome any consultations from other physicians with diffuse systemic sclerosis.
Dr. Varga, last word to you. What would you like other providers to know about when they do refer a patient, what they can expect from you and your team at Northwestern Medicine?
To echo my colleague, I think it's critical to be able to get patients with scleroderma or scleroderma-like conditions to a referral center very early, because once damage occurs, it's much more difficult to regenerate and repair than forestall that damage. So seeing patients very early, we pursue a very integrated, multidisciplinary, proactive approach to find out what is the specific characteristics of that individual's disease, what are the kind of treatments they might benefit from. And we like to work very closely with our colleagues in rheumatology and other specialties throughout the community as a team to provide the best and proactive care that's very personalized to each patient.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming on and sharing your expertise and explaining the program so very well for us. Thank you again. That wraps up this episode of Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. To refer a patient and for more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit nm.org to get connected with one of our providers. If you as a provider found this podcast informative, please share with other providers. Share on social media. media, and be sure to check out all the other fascinating podcasts in the Northwestern Medicine Library. Until next time, I'm Melanie Cole.